Resist the Devil, January 18. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. It seemed to Eve a small matter to pluck of the forbidden tree. The fruit was pleasant to the eye and to the taste and seemed desirable to make one wise. But what terrible results! It was not a small matter to thus forfeit her allegiance to God. It opened the floodgates of woe to our world. Oh, the amount of evil which will come from one false step! Not to the earth must our eyes be fixed, but upward to heaven. We must pass through dangers and difficulties, making advance at every step, gaining victories in every conflict, still rising higher and higher. The air becomes purer as the soul is brought nearer to heaven. The earth holds no attractions now. The heavenly landscape opens with clearness and beauty. The Christian sees the crown, the white robe, the harp, the palm branch of victory. Immortality is within his reach. Now the earth sinks out of sight. If we lose everything else, we should keep conscience pure and sensitive. When asked to go where there is the least danger of offending God, doing that which you cannot do with a pure conscience, do not fear or hesitate. Look the tempter firmly in the face and say, "No, I will not imperil my soul for any worldly attraction. I love and fear God. I will not venture to dishonor or disobey him for the riches of the world or the love and favor of a host of worldly relatives. I love Jesus who died for me. He has bought me. I am the purchase of his blood. I will be true to his claims, and my example shall never be an excuse for any to turn from the straight path of duty. I will not be the servant of Satan and of sin. My life shall be such as to leave a bright track heavenward." A single word for God, a firm, silent resistance even, would save not only your own souls, but hundreds of others. The time has come when every soul must stand or fall according to his own merits. A few righteous acts, a few good impulses, may be presented to the mind as evidences of righteousness, but God requires the whole heart. He will accept no divided affections. The whole being must be given to him or he will not receive the offering. We must now be learning the lessons of faith if we would stand in that time of trouble which is coming upon all the world to try them who dwell upon the face of the earth. We must have the courage of heroes and the faith of martyrs. To Brother and Sister Newton, Alay Family.